Mishnah Zayin. Now, simply, the previous Mishnah is of the opinion that in a general case, for somebody who is a regular person, he's not an Onein, he is not searching through rubble, a regular person, he would be able to bring a Korban Pesach alone. It's only in these specific cases where one needs to bring it with a larger group. However, this Mishnah tells us that in Shoichan es Pesach al Yochid, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, it is forbidden to slaughter a Korban Pesach for an individual person, not part of a larger group, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The basic reason for this is that it's unlikely that he'll be able to finish the entire Korban Pesach, so it's very probable that it will lead to becoming Noisar, that the Korban will be left over after midnight of the night of Pesach. However, Rabbi Yossi permits this, and the truth is the Gemara does explain that both Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Yossi learn their laws from Pesukim. Now, Rabbi Yossi elaborates on his opinion, and he says that it all depends on whether the Korban Pesach will be finished or not, or whether it can be finished. And so he says that afilu chavura shel me'ah, even if you have a group of 100 people, but you know that she'enu yichom le'echol kazayis, that each person is not able to eat a size of an olive of the Korban Pesach. In that case, ein shochen aleihen, it is forbidden to slaughter the Korban Pesach on their behalf, and the way we're going to understand this is that we're talking about a case where none of the people in that group are able to eat a kazayis of the Korban. So if none of them are able to do so, then even if there are 100 people in the group, nevertheless, it will be forbidden to slaughter the Korban Pesach on their behalf. However, when it comes to one person, if that one person thinks that he is able to eat the entire Korban Pesach, then he can slaughter it on his own behalf by himself. Ends off the Mishnah, which simply translated means that one is not able to make a group of women, slaves, and children. But the Gemara explains that this is only the case if they're all together. But you would be able to make a group of just women or just slaves, but we're concerned that if you make a group of both women and slaves together, or slaves with children, then we're concerned that it might be a bit inappropriate. But as we explained, you would be able to have a group of only slaves or only women, or a group of women and children.